It's Monday, November 7th, 2016, at 7 p.m., and I am calling to order this public hearing on zoning ordinance amendment 3-2016. Present this evening are council members Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hayna, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Mishka, and myself, Mrs. Westfall. Additionally, from administration, we have the law director, Mrs. Brining, service director, Mr. Aller, economic development director, Mr. Sanford, chief rotis, clerk of council, Mrs. Booker is with us, and joining us as well is Mayor Stow. I get everybody? I think so. In this public hearing, we welcome public comment on zoning ordinance amendment 3-2016. It's a request from Joe Mercurio for a zoning change from B2 general business district to R1 single family, or, I'm sorry, excuse me, change from B2 general business district and R1 single family residential large lot district to B2 general business district for property located at 5142 West Alexis Road. This was referred to the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission, and it was discussed at their regular meeting on September 14th. The Planning Commission did approve the zoning changes as requested with a vote of 5-0. With that, I would ask if Mr. Aller or Mrs. Briming have any other further comments that would be pertinent.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. I don't have any. You did a good job summarizing.
Mrs. Westfall, really no additional comments. We've been working with the developer and our engineer on a couple of things on the site plan, but as far as the zoning is concerned, no issues.
Okay. Mr. Mercurio, if you would like to make any brief comments about the plan, you would be able to do that at this time. Please introduce yourself and...
I'm Joe Mercurio. I'm president of Mercurio Developers. What we plan on doing on the property, we're trying to duplicate a subdivision that we developed out in Waterville, and it's about the same amount of units. It's a 55-plus senior community. They're ranch-style villas. They are attached. It's a two-family building. They are attached, but they're only attached at the garages, so there is no wall-to-wall living space, which we feel is a very big thing, because no matter what you do, there's still sound transmission if the walls are touching. So they have attached garages. It's a one-car garage with a little extra storage space in the garage. We have a double wide driveway, so in case that people would have two cars, the car in the garage doesn't necessarily have to have a car parked behind it, or people would have to get out and move their car. So, and we limit tenants to have no more than two cars. In Waterville, we have an exact average of one car per unit. There are several people that are over 80 years old and no longer drive, so they don't have any cars. Then there are some people with two and some with one. So, but most of the people are retired. Our Waterville community, we may have three or four people that are still working, but most of them are significantly over 55. But 55 is the federal guidelines or regulations that we abide by.
Thank you very much. Okay. So at this time, I will open up for public comment. I see
Mary, do we have a chance to ask Mr. Mercurio some questions?
Sure. You know what? I think we'll take comment first.
Okay, fine.
And then we will open up to questions from council members. So I don't know if there's anyone here to speak in favor of this or opposed. And I do know that there's a couple here that have questions, so perhaps we'll open up to their questions first, if that's all right, Mr. Lutke. Would you like to? Yep, that would be great. Would you please introduce yourself, your name, and your address?
Hi there, I'm Janet Woods. I live at 5145 Langham, which is the first street right off of Alexis and Whiteford. First of all, I was just kind of surprised. So the zoning is already changed, and this is happening. Is that absolute?
No.
No, that's what this hearing is for, is to listen to your to community
input. But I just thought you just said that it was already approved to be changed.
The Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission did approve it. They made a recommendation back to City Council that it meets their requirements, and City Council is now holding a public hearing to get public comment so we can make sure that we fully understand any of the pros and cons from the community's perspective.
Okay. I was wondering, do you have any larger drawings of this, or is this...
What do you have?
I have one of... I have this.
Oh.
Well, that's it. Okay. What I'm wondering is, I live on Langham.
Okay.
Okay.
Come over here.
Okay. Where am I at? So I'm over here somewhere.
Okay.
Here's all the woods, okay?
This is our property where it's all wooded right here.
Right. Oh, this already is the woods.
Here's the Westwood Road, here's Westwood Road, and,
Well, then, Larry, come up here then, I'm really confused at the drawing. Well, then where is my street?
It's right here. These are the properties.
That back up to our...
That back up to their property. And we were concerned if we're gonna have any fencing along back here.
Where our plans are to put a 6-foot-high privacy fence.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you taking the entire woods all the way from Alexis back to, like, where our backyards of Langham are?
We own from Alexis Road.
Mm-hmm.
These will be commercial buildings out here. We're thinking they're probably gonna be, they're gonna be neighborhood, commercial-type places, like you might have a hair salon there, you might have, Ameriprise might rent an office, it's that type of thing. So, past this, these are two family buildings that I just kinda explained.
Right.
Where they're attached, just at the garage, right there, and those are, that's a double driveway with the garage there.
Where will the trash be picked up, right on the street?
The trash, it will be, picked up, we're gonna hire a private contractor to come in, just like in your neighborhood. They're gonna come in and pick up black plastic bags every week, once a week. And they're gonna set the trash, just like a single-family house. It's right at the curb, yeah, right at the end of the driveway.
So this, this is the service road or whatever, the road?
This is our private drive, I guess, to be...
Okay.
What's actually called.
And this private drive comes out behind the store and before the...
Nursing home?
It's right next to you. This is a nursing home property, and this is O'Reilly's here. We have a 30-foot easement in here somewhere that we can take it out to the traffic.
I think that's where it's coming.
And it's gonna really help people that would try to turn left out of here.
That's right.
So they can get up to here, take a right, and then they can take a left at the traffic light. And this is gonna be a one-way street. So you're not gonna be able to come down Lakeford Road, cut through here, and get out to Alexis. You're gonna need to go as they do right now. And then in the future, well, not the future, when we get this built, you'll be able to come in here and go out here, or you come from your home back here and go out here and take a right.
Right. Actually, that sounds pretty good.
What kind of lighting does that be back here? I mean, is that gonna be...
These people are gonna have a porch lamp on their patio, just like a single-family home.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna put, every so often, we haven't designed it yet where we're gonna put exactly, but we're gonna have lamp posts that are probably 7 to 8 foot tall with an LED light bulb in it.
Are they rentals, or...?
They are rentals. They're gonna rent for, the ones we have in Waterville, we rent for $900 a month. This property was more expensive, and building cost has gone up since we built those. So we're anticipating, but we don't have the exact amount yet, it's gonna be between $950 and $1,000 a month.
Is there any criteria other than 55 or older?
They're 55 or older, there's no pets allowed, there's no smoking allowed, and you don't have to care about that. We allow no smoking and no pets.
Mm-hmm.
We're very strict about things. We don't allow people to put things outside in front of porches. There's none of that. We do allow them to have a barbecue grill and a couple chairs on their patio on the rear.
Who's gonna manage it?
We are. That's what we do. I've been in the business for 40 years. My son's my partner, and we manage it.
Is that regular city water down there?
Yes.
How long is the project supposed to take you?
To build it?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be around 18 months by the time we start to finish.
Because we all the underground improvements and get the asphalt in at the appropriate time of year.
Yes.
Is there a way that we can get the fence up before you start building?
Yeah, I think what we're gonna do is we have to clear some trees here, and we'll put the fence up as soon as the trees are cleared out of there. Not a problem at all.
Yeah, also we're gonna have.
Yeah, you can use the building there.
Correct.
I understand. Yeah, we'll do whatever we can to accommodate you. I can give you my business card when we're done here, anytime you have any problem. That's it, yep, we already got you one.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Okay, did you have any more questions, Larry?
Nick, let me show you something. This is our Waterville community, you can have this. If you wanna go online and look up recwaterville.com, you can get a little few more pictures and maybe, I think this is interior shots in it. And what we do on the interior too, we finish them nicely, we put granite countertops in, we put stainless steel appliances. We put RFID insulation in the ceilings, we spray the sidewalls with spray insulation.
And I don't mean this meaning, and I think you said about the price and stuff, is so it's not ever be a low income?
It's.
It won't, I mean.
We have a waiting list in Waterville of about 20 to 25 people right now, and it takes over a year and a half for them to get in. Somebody would sign up today, be on the waiting list, it'd be over a year and a half, we have no incentive to.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes. But these people are all, no, this is not assisted living in any way, but you're just saying as far as waiting.
Right, yeah. Are you good then?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, thank you for your questions. So with that, Mr. Luke, members of city council, if you have questions or comments, please feel free to chime in.
You know, I just would like, I think you helped a little bit, Mr. Mercurio, give us a flavor of the units, but how many bedrooms, how many square feet, what kind of amenities?
There are two bedrooms and two full baths. One bathroom has a 5-foot wide shower, and it has about a 3 or 4 inch curve, so a handicapped person can get into it.
Yep.
And the other bathroom has a tub shower combination, standard 5-foot with the shower head.
Single story?
One story.
Basements?
No basement.
Okay.
One story, and we tried to make everything handicap accessible as much as possible. And there's a.
Great room, a great room.
Yes, as you walk in the front door, there's the great room. But then as you walk back, there's a wall, probably just maybe a little higher than where you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's a half wall, and then on the other side of that is the kitchen. So you can see from the front when you walk in, straight through, so it seems very large.
Yeah.
So you look out the back, sliding doors onto a patio, and we do landscape very nicely.
Right.
We think that's very important.
And what's the square footage?
Pardon?
What did you say the square footage was?
They're 1,002 square feet. Well, this one, we changed, made a couple changes, it's about 1,005, I think.
Popped it open there, huh? Okay, I just wanted to get a sense of that. And the outside facing is gonna be what?
We're,
What kind of materials?
Michael, do we have a drawing? Yeah, we're doing something that we like to do a little bit different type of thing. We built some condos on Savannah Avenue, right in front of Olander Park. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah,
that was our prototype that we did.
Okay.
And this was our second project where there's 28 of these in Waterville. This is what we did in Waterville, but we're making some a little bit of changes to these. The outsides that look almost identical, but we had cultured stone on there, and we're going to put shingles instead of, and the rest of it's vinyl. I didn't even think about that.
No, that's fine.
With me, but we don't have any photos, obviously.
Mind if it passes?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mary. That's all I've got.
Any other questions?
Mr. Mercurio?
Comments from?
Yes.
Do you own the property where the driveway goes through behind?
We have an easement that Pastor Scott, when he sold the property.
Okay.
Put on the deed. So O'Reilly's has to give us a 30-foot access.
So that's already in place and it's already guaranteed, right?
It's recorded. I have to record the document.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand the order of operations, if you need to get that or if you have that already, but it sounds like you've already got it.
It's, when we bought the property, Pastor Scott provided it to us.
That's all.
Mr. McCarron, I have a question. The residential units that you're building back here, what do you expect the life of those to be?
Well, we build them like we build any single-family house, so.
Certainly long past your lifetime.
The first house I built 40 years ago is still occupying and looks good. So I think 75 to 100 years.
I like your development. I think it's perfect for this location. Would you have any objection to council approving the zoning request as a B2 PD and just attaching this to the zoning? In other words, that you're going to do what you've represented to us that you're going to do.
Okay, well, I...
Because here's what can go. Once we vote on this, it's out of our hands if we approve it as a B2. And then you could do the following things. You could build an animal hospital and veterinary office there. You could turn this into a car dealership. You could turn this into a bar and an entertainment area. You could do building material sales and contractors offices. So, you know, supposedly a Home Depot, a cabinet shop, commercial offices. You could turn this into a commercial parking lot. You could do a copier business center. You could build a warehouse on this property. Any number of educational facilities, a funeral home. The B2 uses go on and on, many of which I don't think your neighbors would be as excited about having up against the back of their homes as this. So what I'm really asking, I mean, you've come here today and you've told us this is what you're going to build. This is what I'm prepared to approve. What I would not be prepared to approve would be a print shop that backed up to their homes, or a drive-through restaurant, or a retail bakery, or a general appliance center.
Can you explain some of our ongoing?
The B2, the initial submittal, it was discussed to do a PD, but when you do a PD, while it does give you the ability to require what's on the paper, the only thing you can do is what's on the paper.
Right, and without coming back to council and getting a change.
There has to be any other adjustments, then that has to come back.
I'm not worried. I'm not going anywhere.
B2 is what the land use for that parcel. That's what the land use plan, our land use plan, that was updated in 2010. It shows that parcel as a B2 parcel.
I know. I put that together. And I'll also note that our zoning code also says that B2 should not be up against R1. Housing, that we ought to have a transition. So what I'm saying is this drawing is perfectly consistent with our zoning code. What he's planning here is consistent, and I'm perfectly willing to support this.
Okay.
And if these houses are going to be here for 40 years, this isn't a problem for you.
It's not a problem for me, but there is a problem. There's some more restrictions with the PUD, such as additional sidewalks, maybe curbs if they insist.
No, only if we put those in.
That's exactly right, and I think.
I'm not talking about changing what you're representing. You want to do.
I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, well, and I'm...
I've been building for 40 years, I'm a real estate developer.
I'm not questioning your integrity or what you're representing. What I'm telling you is that as a council, okay, once we approve the B2, if, you know, the world could change tomorrow, or in a lot of different ways, okay? And what happens if we approve this and tomorrow you have a heart attack and die, and your business doesn't do so well? And now you're out, so you decide not to go forward with this deal, okay? Now, we've approved the bakery going in there.
I guess what I was getting at was, we presented this, and that's why I was asking for your help, how this originally started. We requested, I believe it was an R3 zoning, and the recommendation from your staff was that we go for a B2.
Yeah, I understand that was the recommendation from the administration. But I'm Doug Hanum, individually elected by the citizens of the city of Vania. And I'm trying to work with you too. So if you're going to do this, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with the PD too.
Okay.
As long as it's not restrictive and it could cost me a lot of money that I don't need to spend for any reason.
I don't even think I want to do anything more than just say, you're going to build this. And if it's close to this, we're good.
That's what I want to build. I don't have a problem.
Then I don't think we have a problem.
Okay. As long as, I mean, we are under the understanding that you're not going to put any additional requirements on me, like...
I think your neighbors are happy or with what you've represented here. I think council is happy with what you've represented here.
We had some issues about curbs with the, I guess, and... with the width of the streets, and it seems like there was one other thing, sidewalks on both sides of the street, and we know it's a dead-end private drive.
You're working with Kevin, and you're working on a site plan, which you still have to get your site plan approved. So you still work with Kevin, okay? You still work with Kevin to get that done. And the site plan, as long as it's generally consistent with this, is fine.
Okay.
That's not an issue.
Okay. All right. So as a... Greg just pointed out to me, my engineer, that it does list on here all the things we intend to do.
I know.
And you're good with that?
I'm good with this.
I'm good with that. I'm good. Whatever you want, we'll do.
Okay. That's great. And all I'm saying is, you know, I'm just saying, you know, this is our only chance.
I understand completely. I know what you're saying. I understand it completely, and it does happen.
And it isn't you. I would say this to anybody.
Okay. I understand.
Because I see that as my deal.
Okay.
My obligation. Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Mrs. Westphal, question. This has all been very interesting, the sidebar, but I guess my question is, from the standpoint of a business owner, would what Mr. Hanum has just suggested take any more time? Can we approve all of this tonight? Or are we going to have to send him back through some other process that would delay the project? Leslie, do you know?
Yeah, Mr. Luke. I do have legislation prepared approving the zoning amendment as submitted to the Plan Commission and is approved by the Plan Commission. What you can do, what I would recommend if you want to keep it moving forward, is just add a phrase in the section one. You can approve it, introduce it, we'll add some language, and it'll just be to either require the B2 PD or make sure that the site plan as submitted, you can do it either way. Approve the zoning consistent with
this. This is not going to take any more time.
No. Okay. We can just make Mr. Hanum will introduce it, add that amendment, and move forward with the approval.
Okay.
And we'll attach this. We'll attach this to the PD.
Great.
Is this the current one? It's the one I had in my file from the original file.
It should be good.
We've got the time. You want to look that over and compare it?
No,
you're good? Okay.
All right. Thank you. Again, always good dialogue. This is what public hearings are for. We appreciate your participation and your passion for getting everything done just right. And we're so glad that the Woods were able to join us with their questions as well. With that, I would ask if there's a motion that we advance this, and Mr. Hanam, you might want to make that here.
Yeah, I would move that we advance zoning ordinance amendment ZA3-2016 as approved and recommended by the Planning Commission, subject to the modification that this be that the zoning be B2 PD, and that the construction will be, that the PD will be built in conformity to the drawing which has been submitted by the developer.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded that we advance legislation with modifications this evening. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes, and legislation will be advanced this evening. With that, the public hearing is called to a close. I thank you for your participation.
Thank you.